Blackstone Audio, Inc. and Buck 50 Productions present Dirty Money by Ashley and Jaquavis. This book is read by E. Kane. Chapter 1. Inari watched the clock, tapping her pencil against the desk and wishing the class would hurry up and end. She glanced over at her best friend Tanya, who slept with her head propped in her book, and laughed to herself. She tore a piece of paper from her notebook and threw it at Tanya.
Tanya, wake your ass up, she whispered.
Tanya raised her head groggily and wiped the spit from her bottom lip. Just as she was about to throw the paper back at Inari, the school bell rang. The girls walked out of the classroom, into the hall, and out the front door. On their way home, they ran into a group of girls who didn't like Inari too much. Inari stopped walking when she noticed them. This particular group of girls thought that she was conceited and were always writing stuff on the bathroom walls or spreading rumors that Inari slept around. In actuality, that was the last thing she did. Inari was still a virgin, so the rumors bothered her to the point that she avoided the people who started spreading them. Tanya noticed Inari hesitate, so she spoke up loudly.
Fuck them, Inari! They scary asses ain't gonna do nothing. All they gonna do is run their damn mouths.
Inari walked past the girls, hoping that they wouldn't start anything with her. She picked up her pace while Tanya walked past the girls, mugging each one. Tanya made sure that she made eye contact with the main girl to let her know that she was not intimidated and that she would not let them intimidate her best friend. When they finally passed the group of girls, Tanya looked at Inari.
I told you them hoes ain't want none,
Tanya said. Inari laughed it off, trying to pretend as if the girls didn't bother her, but on the inside, she was trying to stop her heart from beating so fast. They walked home, talking the whole way.